This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I was just talking about with Rachel, if you'd asked most economists, maybe not Raphael Bostic, but most economists back in January, where they thought this year would end up in this economy, not too many of them would have said, yeah, 5% growth, unemployment at 3.7, inflation at 3.1. We're going to look at housing now with that same kind of question. We've learned this week that housing starts are up, existing home sales are up, but is that going to hold up? We asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to step into a time machine and report back from the housing market this time next year.
All right, so it's December 2024. Taylor Swift is still the most popular musical artist in the country. People are still hyperventilating about AI. And the housing construction pipeline is doing okay. Charlie Docherty is an economist at Wells Fargo.
Single family construction is certainly improving.
Now, that probably sounds a little underwhelming. That's because homebuilders are still dealing with many of the same issues they were facing in 2023.
You know, the supply side for homebuilders is still constrained, right? Lots are still challenging to find. Labor, still expensive. Building materials, still hard to come by.
As a result, home prices in 2024 have been growing at a modest pace, says Odetta Kushi, deputy chief economist at First American.
So not too hot like they were over the pandemic with double-digit house price growth, but still positive due to the ongoing supply and demand imbalance in the housing market.
One reason supply and demand are still out of whack is because demand has increased. That's because in 2024, mortgages have gotten less expensive.
They started the year much closer to 7%. Now we're close to 6%.
Mike Frattantoni is chief economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association. He says the Federal Reserve has indeed cut rates a few times. That's after the economy went through a short recession, he says, and inflation kept coming down. But from the perspective of 2023, Frattantoni says that economic outlook isn't all that scary.
We expect consumer spending gaining strength over the course of 2024, and certainly expect the pace of home sales to be picking up as we get through the year.
Frattantoni says housing was the first sector to suffer a downturn when the Fed started raising rates. That means it'll be the first to recover when the Fed starts cutting them. Reporting from 2024, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.